Here we go. This
We may
is
have to have a cold open
this.
here. It's a full moon. It's
Yeah.
a wolf moon, and life has been a struggle for you today.
Well, not even today. Really, just like the last hour or so. It's, you and I were gonna record this a while ago,
Yeah, what time
and
did we were
then
going to start at?
I originally texted you and said 6:30 to 7, and then at about 7:15, I was like, hey, maybe 8,
It is
and
presently
then
10:07 p.m.
yeah.
It's been a day. It's been a day.
It's been an hour, honestly. Welcome, everybody, to the 15 Years Later podcast. My name is Mike Wilden, and as always, I'm here with the one and only Tim Larson. Tim, how you doing today?
Greetings, everybody. I'm doing great. We are here to have this podcast for my last blog for this project. A bittersweet moment. I mean, I'm sad to see the whole thing go, but there's a really nice sense of completion for getting to the finish line here, you know? So I'm in a really good mood about it, and you know, like I said, a little sad to be toward the end here.
Yeah, well, me too, but I agree. There's, I feel like we accomplished something.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can completely put it in words, maybe a little bit, but this has been a great experience just creatively and personally. It's just been, yeah, fantastic.
Well, off the top of my head, I got two metaphors for you. One is putting the last couple of pieces in a puzzle always feels good, feels like
That's
an
true.
accomplishment, but then you don't get to work on the puzzle anymore. And then maybe one that's even better, when you finally get the last Jenga piece on top before you start playing the game. There's a nice feeling about having that whole thing solid and up in the air and ready to go. And then sooner or later, you just knock the whole fucking thing down.
I feel like this was a success, though. This is, I mean,
Absolutely a success.
we'll see how this podcast goes. Maybe this is where the Jenga tower topples over. I don't know,
Let
but
me pour another beer
like
and see what happens.
this.
So we're here to discuss podcast number 22, Wings and Beer for the Win, which, you know, you and I know I just wrote recently. Like we left the end as like a let's wait till we're all done with this and then put it together. And that's what we'll be talking about today. And maybe the process is kind of fun to talk about again because we haven't written anything in a while and we just kind of have to start picking up the pen again at the end of our process.
I was just thinking about this before I got home when we hopped on here. This entire thing almost we wrote ahead of time, and obviously we rewrote some stuff and edited some stuff, and as the story developed, it changed some things around. But this is as close to your original idea as we got, where it's like you wrote this last week, and we edited it and put it out there, and it was just a few days old. And I think it's pretty cool because, I think we've both improved as far as writers.
Oh,
We've
yeah.
both improved as writers, and I think that showed in this for sure. As with your, it's like, all right, put out something new now, and it was good.
Oh, well,
It
thanks
was
for that.
pretty. Yeah, you definitely put some pressure on me for my last, like,
I like that.
my last entry is not going to probably be as good as this, but I'm looking forward to putting
I
that.
believe in you. I believe in you, Mike. It's funny, the funny side of it is as the calendar was getting closer to the Wednesday where this one is due, I think it was Monday, and I was kind of starting to write it. It was due on Wednesday, right? And you were like,
Yeah.
how's it going over there? I was like, pretty good. I'm about to start writing it. And I sent it to you, I'm probably pretty late, like that Monday night. And then we decided to edit it on Wednesday. So that thing went from, I mean, I had an outline in my head and all that, of course, but when I
You had
went
an
to sit
outline in
down
your
and
head
write
for
it,
a couple of years. Like
I did.
that doesn't mean I've had outlines in my head for stuff that just doesn't become anything, but
Yeah. So Monday to Wednesday, we went through the whole process. Like we really squished the process here.
right. And Tuesday, we didn't do shit because You asked me Wednesday. I was like, "Hey, are we editing tonight?" And I was like, "I didn't even look at that yesterday because you emailed it to me Monday night, and I didn't even like think about it. I don't remember what was going on, but I just didn't even look at it." And so I was like, "Well, I guess I'll have to read that at some point." So it was like Wednesday morning. I finally actually like looked at the email and read through it. I was like, "Oh, okay, good. This is pretty good. We're gonna be fine here," because I didn't. I mean, I shouldn't say I didn't know what to expect. I knew it would be at least good, but it's you never know,
Oh, you can't
but
hide
it
your
wouldn't.
protectiveness of the project because you didn't commit to being able to edit because you hadn't read it. You were like, well, I think I can edit Wednesday. I'm not sure. Let me read it first. And what I read between the lines there was, if this is garbage, we're not editing this on Wednesday. You're writing it again. I'm glad I passed the garbage test.
I'll neither confirm nor deny that, 'cause I'm not gonna say that's what was on my mind, but I can't say that it wasn't. Like, in hindsight, maybe you're.
All right. Well, Mike, what do you think? Do you want to jump into it and get to part two?
Let's just get right into it. Okay, let's talk about your blog. Your last blog.
Wings and beer for the win, my last blog. That's right.
We came up with that title as we were editing it too.
That is correct.
That's
Now, this again, this was a title that I had. It was 6 years and zero stadiums, is what I was going to call it. And without saying the word garbage, you said, maybe think about another title.
No, it wasn't because it was garbage. It was because I'm gonna have the word stadium in my last title. So
Oh, that's right.
I was being a selfish prick, was what I was
That's
doing.
right. It wasn't garbage. Anyway, it was a great suggestion. And I was thinking we'll edit it and we'll get to the end of it and we'll come up with something. And we were in the middle of it and saw that line in the middle, wings and beer for the win. And it's almost like you were waiting for me to recognize that that should be the title of it.
Thought you already had, because when I said it to you in the email originally, I was like, I don't know, maybe another title would be good. And you texted me back, wings and beer for the win, and I was kind of like, okay, yeah, actually that works pretty well. I didn't say that to you, but I was like, yeah,
That's
because you pepper that in throughout this, and it's like, it's
right.
kind of the theme. And like, the more you read it, the more you think about it, that's actually like, that's a really good title. And then as we're talking about it, you're like, okay, well, I have it at this, six beers and zero stadiums. I'm like, I thought we talked about this.
Nope, I had sent that just
I'm
like
just gonna let him figure it out. And he
that's
did.
right. I texted it as an active phrase, not as a suggestion for the title.
Yeah.
And yep, you just waited for me to figure my own life out, and I appreciate that. Thank you for giving me the
I mean,
space.
I maybe nudged you, much like you nudged me in the right direction as far as that final push for me to, let go of some stuff I needed to let go, that you mentioned in this blog.
Sometimes I just need a minute to eliminate my own stupidity. That's what I need in life. It's just a minute to eliminate my own stupidity and I'll land on my feet.
I mean, same here. I think that's one of my favorite things about us working together is sometimes, like, we know each other well enough now that we're just like, sometimes just like, get there. Just
Yeah.
let them get there.
Give them a space.
We
They'll
both
figure it
do it.
out.
We both do it.
Yeah. This whole thing about me removing my stupidity, I'm pretty sure Nikki's very well aware of it. I haven't talked to her about this. I've never brought it up. Maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow, but I'm quite sure that she's aware that I need a minute to m remove my stupidity.
Can almost guarantee it.
So let's talk about the blog anyway.
Yeah, Tim, you had a hell of a finale here. I mean,
Thank you.
the penultimate episode, of course, but this was your last word on our story. This is your wrap up, putting a little bow on your part of this. And I mean, I said it earlier, you're putting the pressure on me, to deliver, and that's fine. But and I say that in a good way. I was pretty impressed. And after we went through and edited this, it's even better. We have a really good story with a really good point at the end, and a big reason for that is because of what you wrote here. So, as far as your half of this, way to bring it home.
Well, thank you for that. I don't think I told you this when we were editing this, and I think you'll enjoy this. Somehow, and I don't know how or why, between the two of us, I became the curator of all physical notes of the project. And between
Yeah,
the two
since
of
like
us,
the
if
very beginning.
yeah, and between the two of us, if you look at who's the more responsible human being, there's no way that should have been me. But
Well,
I have the
I'm not
original.
saying you're more responsible. I'm just saying I wouldn't say you're more responsible. You're also not less
There
responsible
you go. That's fair.
than I am.
So, like, I have the original notes from the first day we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's on the back of one of those, what would you like to order checks.
Yeah.
And what I did to write
Yep.
this, since I have all those notes, and I took notes when we had conversations throughout the whole time we were planning this, I went through all those notes and made an outline for this blog about things that I thought we should highlight. How did it start? Where did it go? What were the things we originally planned on talking about? And that was my outline that I've been holding on to, for a while until Monday when I just started writing it out there. And what's funny is I didn't have the outline in a way that it was like, I'm going to talk about this first and then this and then this. I just had a list of things I wanted to cover. And as I wrote it, it didn't go in that order. But when I was done writing, they were all in there. And I'm kind of happy about that process. Like, how often do you have a list of things that you want to cover and just the flow just takes you there anyway? And so writing this was really fun for me. It was, as we talked about earlier, a sense of completion. And it was, I don't know, maybe it's just because it was all in my head anyway, but I went and double checked the list and I didn't have to add a single thing. I had gotten it all in there. And, I feel like I put a couple of a little poetry on this thing at the end as well.
Yeah, I agree. That's fantastic, man. I do want to point one thing out here.
What
You're
do you got?
talking about that day when you're sitting there, you're waiting for me. You're talking about me in the classroom, usually with a smile on my face, either laughing with me or at me or with me, or because something I did or said, or just being an ass.
Yes, being an ass.
As you're describing all this, you say, we met to catch up 15 years after he graduated. I distinctly remember a slightly skinnier version of him in my classroom those many years before. So, first of all, the fuck, man. Like, you're not wrong. It's,
I meant that
I'm a
as a
lot
compliment.
older. That's just how it goes.
Did you not read that as a
But
compliment?
I did not. I'm laughing because you're right.
I
That's
mean,
just that's how time works. It's fine.
slightly. I mean, who's the same weight they were in high school? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The compliment is really in the word slightly there. But
Okay.
we've talked about this. We've talked about this meeting and you being my student and me being the teacher. But in that moment, I just had this cool flashback of you being in the classroom and laughing and smiling. And you always had, well, there was always something going on beyond the smile. Like you were trying to disturb some shit in my classroom to get a reaction. You did that a lot, and it was totally welcomed, of course. That was the environment. But there was like a shit-eating grin on your face, quite a bit, and that was the reason. And yeah, I mean, if I think about that, I mean, for God's sake, if you were slightly skinnier, I was way skinnier. Let's just put that out there. But since you brought this up, I've been hanging on to this. I've been hanging on to this for months, Mike, months. I
Uh-oh.
have an artifact that I'm going to hold up so you can see it. What I have
Whoa.
here, I was cleaning through a bunch of stuff months ago, and I found something you wrote in high school. This is just in my just collection of teacher stuff. And there was this thing where they would ask all of the students, hey, write which of your teacher do you appreciate the most? And I want to read what you wrote for me. And thank you for this, by the way. Name optional. And you wrote your name, Mike Wilden. Look how brave you were. Look how that slightly skinnier version of you was so
Yeah,
big.
I noticed that as you were holding that up. I saw the name was there was optional in
Yep.
parentheses. I was like, oh yeah, I just either didn't see that or was just ready to or
Hey,
was
either
proud to,
one's
and
fine.
I was proud to say it. Go ahead.
Handwriting's a little sloppy, I want you to know. It says, a high school teacher I appreciate the
That's
most is, and now there's a blank to fill in the teacher's name, and it is perfectly apropos that there's no Mr. Tim or anything. It's just the word Larson on here. And I think everybody knows who you're talking
sure.
about.
Heck yeah, everybody knows.
And you wrote, he makes any class a lot of fun. He teaches you everything you need to learn. And then at the same time, he's a great teacher and he's absolutely hilarious. Thank you to young 17 or 18-year-old Mike Wilden for writing that for me. I can't believe I found that in the middle of this project.
Well, mid to late 30s, Mike Wilden says, you're welcome. That's pretty cool.
Less skinny, Mike Wilden.
God, yeah, right.
Sorry about that.
Whenever, sometimes I'll have somebody that's like, oh, you don't like, I don't know if I said this in the last podcast or not, but for Christmas Eve, my niece, I was talking to my niece, I was like, man, I'm about to be 3 years from 40. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, nah, you're like 25 tops. And I was like,
There
man,
you
you're sweet
go.
kid. It's
Yeah.
yeah. And so like I do get compliments as far as that goes. Like, oh, you don't look that old. I was like, well, you know, it's like I'm that old right here, and I'll just tap my stomach. Like that's where
Yeah.
the age is all going, is right there. And a
Yeah.
little bit towards the back of the
Hey,
crown of the
man,
head here. But
nobody's wearing their high school pants when they're 30
yeah,
something.
it's
Nobody.
I'm laughing because it felt like you were slightly making fun of me, but in a way that it's like we're all, you know, like it's I'm not
Absolutely.
actually offended by it because it's like that's how life works, you know?
Yeah,
Time comes
yeah.
for everybody. So you reminded me of a couple of things here. One, I don't know where it went, and I wish I could find it. But for the longest time, I had a bulletin board, and on that bulletin board was like the bottom half of one of those yellow pads.
Oh, the hall
Ripped
pass.
off,
Oh, the hall pass.
yeah, and
We've
it
talked
just
about this. What did
said
it say again? I don't remember.
I mean, it was supposed to be dated and the time and the re like, you know, they were supposed to have all this information, but you just wrote, Mike, who is an idiot, needs to go to his locker, and then initialed it, and everyone, you know, I was showing other teachers that hall pass as I
Yeah.
was like, look what Larson wrote, and they're just like, yeah,
Love that. Love
they
that.
just accept it. I don't know where that went. I kept it for the longest time. I have no idea where it is now. I wish I could find it for this. But the other thing is, you know, you were talking about how my shit-eating grin in class, and the first thing I thought of was like, you know, times that I would have had a shit-eating grin. One was when I was you for the
Of
school
course.
assembly, not the
Of
play, but
course.
school assembly, and you found it, and I walked in, and you just stopped class, and I'm just had my head tucked, and you're just like, yeah, you're dead. But the other one that I just remembered now, I don't know if you remember this. So for cross country, right before conference, we had a tradition where we would go out and get our hair like bleached blonde, like the Eminem kind of like it was a terrible look, but it was like a team
Oh, I remember that.
camaraderie
Early
thing.
2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. That was just a team camaraderie thing, and you know, so it was fun to do. Well, you know, I don't remember if we even did it my junior year, and then senior year it's like, you know, conference had already passed, and a few of us were like, we got to do something. So instead of bleaching our hair for conference, a couple of us went out and got mohawks for regionals.
Okay.
And so for 3 days, I had a mohawk, and I was walking around our, you know, high school with this mohawk. And I got a lot of people's like, oh, you should keep it. And I was like, there's no way I'm keeping this
Right,
thing.
yeah.
It's not me. But the first day I had that mohawk, I just went in and I sat in class. I just sat there trying to hold back a grin. And you
Yeah.
started class and you started talking about whatever the subject was, and you're like, so then you guys are gonna, and your gaze just kind of happened to go in my direction, and as soon as you saw me, you stopped mid-sentence and just went, okay, hold on, and you put your head down, and I just busted out laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, here we go. And you just were giving me the why are you
Yep. Yep.
I can't believe I forgot about that until now. But
That's hilarious.
the delivery on that, just to the presence of mind to be able to just stop what you were doing and be like, okay, time out. Just
I
so that I
live
definitely.
for those moments. If there's something, if I look around and I start teaching and I see something, I love that moment. I will play that up. I will get to the point where I'm about to make a good math point. So I probably saw it a couple minutes before, but waited for a good moment because I love that. And I'll be like, so anyway, if you look at the apex of this curve and right where that maximum is, hang on just a second, guys. We're not going to not talk about this. Can you look over here? Like, I love doing that. And especially when you know it's a kid who can take it. Like they want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, I need to have my moment. And so I love that stuff.
You know what the thing is I was, as soon as you walked in, I was waiting for you to see it, and you hadn't even looked at me. I was literally like, you literally hadn't even looked at, like, in my direction, and then you walked in, you started talking, and then you finally kind of looked in my direction. The instant you did, you're like, oh God damn it, like,
Oh,
just
that's great.
everything stopped.
That's
It was
great.
amazing.
Hey, so you're reminding me of something. I have to tell you, I don't think I've told you this story. Sort of the opposite of this. I'm teaching one day. This is a class, literally only 11 people were scheduled in this class. We had so much fun. There was a kid who I made fun of a lot because he had hair that would kind of sweep across his forehead, you know? You just kind of grow it out and let it sweep across your forehead. And so he's always kind of like flipping his head to get his hair out of the way so he could see the board. I made fun of him all the time. I was like, you know what you could do is you could just cut that off. We could do that right here if you want. I got scissors, you know? And he'd be like, do not touch my hair. You know, so I'm always giving him shit about his hair and this and that. And at one point, I'm giving notes, and this kid, his head, he's writing notes with his pencil, and his head is so close to the desk that it's like it looked odd. And so I was like, his name is Steven. I was like, Steven, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't want to tell you. I was like, well, I gotta know now. You gotta tell me now. And he goes, I was like, Steven, can you look up at me while I'm talking to you? And he's like, I don't want to. And what happened was he was writing with a pencil and he went to flick his hair out of his way so he could see the board with the pencil. And the metal part that holds the eraser, that got stuck in his eyebrow. And he couldn't remove the pencil from his eyebrow. And he didn't want me to know because I was made fun of him for his hair. So he tried to write all the notes for the class period with his head so close to the paper that while it was attached to his eyebrow, he was trying to write because he didn't
Well,
want me to make fun of him.
basically trying to write with his face.
That's correct. That's correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
man.
man. That's right up there. Like Mohawk, pencil stuck to the eyebrow. Those are,
Pencil stuck to the
man.
eyebrows, pretty.
Those are
That one,
great.
like, the Mohawk I did on purpose, you know, like,
Yeah.
pencil stuck to the eyebrows, pretty great. So, yeah, after, you know, aside from you gently calling me fat,
Sorry about that.
no, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I really enjoy, by the way, for the record for everybody, I am woefully underprepared
Oh, yeah. Love
for
this.
this
Love this.
podcast. This is,
It's great.
so we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants
You're
here,
not even going to
but
wait till you screw up in the interview. You're just going to announce it beforehand.
yeah, it's, I mean, it's might as well.
Let's dance.
You know me, I like to, you know, address the elephant in the room, give it a hug
Absolutely.
rather than ignore it. But yeah, I did not see it coming the way that you put this. I know that was kind of the point you had told me was kind of your point for your half of the story, which was the idea of, like, you know, this whole meeting with me and this whole project kind of reminded you of, like, oh, this is why I enjoy doing this, you know, and kind of like, I need to refocus and everything. But the way you put it here, especially with the certain, you know, you brought back the seven circles of she who not she will not be named.
She will not be named. Yes.
I liked that one too. But I totally did not see it coming when you said, "Hey, turns out I had a circle of my own." And like, and that was a bit of writing that I even threw me for a loop. And as you know, we've kind of gotten to know each other's style and mannerisms, and there have been, you know, several times where, you know, whether it's a podcast or a blog, one of us will mention something to the other, and they're just like, "Yep, already like way ahead of you, already thought of it, or already figured that you would want the, you know, that you were like we've kind of gotten used to that, and this caught me by surprise in the best of ways."
Well, summarizing this, we started writing this blog, this project, as just an exciting, fun thing to do, and we thought, former teacher, former student trading blogs will just be entertaining. It'll just be entertaining. And the original idea, well, that I had anyways, and it took us a while to land on what we wanted to do together, how we wanted to plan it. My original idea was, hey, write a blog tomorrow and I'll react to it and I'll write one the next day and then write another one. And I was like, we'll just trade this off and just keep writing it until we get tired. Like in my head, we would have published this thing 3 days after we met. And that's obviously not how it went. We started writing and trading. And here's the thing. I had a friend of mine read them and he asked a great question. He was like, I like this. I like what I'm reading. I see how it's very clear that, you helped this guy find his voice when he was in high school. But as I was reading it, and I only gave him like four episodes, he was like,
That's all we had at that point.
that's probably all we had. Yeah.
This
And
is
I, he,
the we ran into a couple of points where we were kind of struggling to figure out, okay, what do we write next? Like, what's the next part of the story? We had an A and we had a C, but we couldn't figure out the B. Like, we
yep.
knew where we wanted to start, we knew where we wanted to end, but it was just getting there that was kind of like and we knew the parts that we wanted in the middle too. We just couldn't really figure out exactly how to string them together at that point in time. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, he just gave me one great line of feedback, and it was, I'm just trying to figure out why I'm reading this. He's like, I like it. I'm just wondering where it's going. And that made me think, as someone reading it, like, where are we going? And we found ourselves reflecting on what we had been talking about that we weren't writing about. And this was your seven circles of Ivy and me thinking that I was looking to quit my
Seven
job,
circles of
which.
she who will not be named.
Damn it. I wrote she will
It's
not be
fine.
named and then
They,
I
I,
named
Ivy's a
her.
fake name anyway, so who cares?
Can't even follow my own rules. But I remember being at Buffalo Wild Wings in our fifth or sixth meeting or whatever, talking about this stuff. And I was like, we got to get vulnerable because the reason that we're talking and enjoying this, we're talking about stuff that's real life things and we haven't written about them. Let's write about them. Or however that came out. The end
I
result
remember
is.
that conversation happening later than our fifth or sixth meeting, honestly. Like I feel like I remember being in Hawaii when you mentioned that, but I don't know. Maybe
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's a we both have trouble, you
I'm
know,
not good with facts. I'm
putting
definitely not
it
good
in.
with facts. The end result is what I'm writing about here is I'm just thankful that through this process, you got to voice something that was frustrating you. And this was just natural conversation. It wasn't part of the project. And we got past that. And I was definitely intending on that day to go find another job. I had had it. And this job is my life, man. I moved away from my family. Everything that I have here is a result of me coming here to just immerse myself in the life of being a teacher. And I was ready to quit. And
Well,
you were.
you met your wife through this job.
Yeah,
Like
all of it.
this job, it's
All of
not
it.
even just that you love the job and you're like you live for the job, but also the job has, you know, weaved its way into your life regardless.
Right. 24/7, everything that I do is centered around this being my lifestyle. And I was so frustrated. And as I write in this blog, I don't know, it like at the time where I was at my lowest, as I was thinking, I'm going to go look for a job tomorrow. I'm going to meet with Mike today, and then I'm going to go look for a job. through this experience, it just like a bolt of lightning, having these conversations with you, it reminded me, hey, this is what I do. Like, look at this guy on the other side of this table. This was a kid, albeit a slightly skinnier version at the time. This was a kid who loved being in your class, and it was less about learning pre-calculus. It was more about the experience of being in a high school classroom and feeling like he's okay. And us back and forthing and having fun together. And years later, we're still talking on social media, and then we end up, getting together for Buffalo Wild Wings. It reminded me that all the little things at work that suck don't matter. That's and thank you for this whole project. Thank you for doing that for me, because I literally might have quit my job the next week if we hadn't done this. And I don't know what I'd be doing, but I was looking at other industries. Let's just go find something else, because fuck this. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because I'm looking at kids the last 3 days in my classroom and thinking we're having a good experience, like has happened for the past 3 decades. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel honored that I could be somebody that helped you kind of figure that out, you know? Thank you for saying that. I remember you kind of told me, like, it wasn't like you said, it was like, yeah, having fun, here we are, all these years later. But it was you told me it was like, hey, you don't get to do this with students 15 years down the road. It was always like maybe, once they turn 21, grab a beer with the teacher or whatever, and that's kind of like a fun novelty thing, or you go to a wedding or whatever. But this is kind of a side you hadn't gotten to see, other than like if somebody you'd taught became a teacher or anything, something like that. But that's different, than their colleague. And just the way that you and I were sharing stories, and we could kind of see where each other had gone in life, was just very, I mean, for me, it was just really cool. But I remember you telling me that day, like I got to see, like, just how your family has affected you, and what you've been doing professionally and personally, and just who you are, who you've grown up to be. And at that point in time, I was roughly the age that you were when I was in your classroom, and so it was just kind of like
That's kind
one
of
of those
surreal.
things. And what's even more surreal is now I'm older than a than you were when you taught me. That's surreal in a much in a worse way. But no, I th thanks for saying that. I'm glad to have been to help you with that.
Hey, that sparks something for me. In talking about this with other people that have read our blog, I wanted to bring this up anyway, so we're real close to it. Sorry for cutting you off. I've
You're
heard
good, man.
from several people, and I know that you have heard from several people, the following phrase. After reading our blogs, I feel like I got to know you better.
Yeah, which you put in this blog as well.
I feel like, I know I wrote it here like, hey, I feel like we did the right thing, but it means a lot to me that we were able to write this and try and put kind of an entertaining hook on it. Like, clearly I'm a little foggy with details when I'm writing things, to try and make, the story have an impact and whatever, but
You don't do it on purpose. Sorry. Carry on.
But it's been really nice to have people say that. And I feel like us going through this project has been worth it, because it seems like we've impacted some people, and they've read it and kind of taken it to their heart. So I guess it's a moment for me to say thank you for readers and listeners who have said stuff to me like, I really enjoy this. That's been a fun part of this project as well.
Yeah, for real. I remember I told you a few weeks ago, one of my friends, after after I had written The Champion, which was just, that was mostly just for my mom, but I had a friend that read that and then texted his mom. It was like, hey, just want to let you know I
Oh,
appreciate it. And I'm
man.
like, man, like that's
Dude.
just awesome. And just to be able to just know that you inspire somebody to do something, to reach out like that, that was very cool. It's funny you say that. People did get to know us better, for sure. But I think we also got to know ourselves better. Like,
Agreed.
I keep saying this is a very reflective experience. Over the last year, I've gotten to know myself a lot better. I just being able to appreciate where, I've come from and all the people that have helped me along the way, not the least of which, of course, you're included there. Yeah, maybe a little. But
That was a
like, but we're really
skinnier version of me.
yeah, skinnier version of you was more helpful than this one. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's been really cool to like really do several deep dives on some pretty kind of important parts of our lives,
Yeah.
and then of course as we're doing that, kind of maybe resolve some of the a couple of the unsolved things at that time that were kind of holding us down or holding us back. And that's been very cool. I know we keep saying, oh, this has been a great experience, and people are probably sick of seeing, hearing it. But hey, we're on our like
We've
last couple
enjoyed it.
vlogs here, so like, yeah,
Yeah,
it's
we've
been.
enjoyed it, that's for sure. You know what? On this note, this is a reflective moment, right? Like, we went through this whole thing, we reflected on our lives a lot. I was thinking just today, as I was getting prepared to do this podcast, that I think it's really cool that accidentally you and I just happened to go in and have some beers that day and start talking, and then we happened to do this project as it's closing out. I reflected on my entire teaching career and most of my life here when I still have like 6 years to go. And I think most teachers do it on their last day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really kind of enjoying the fact that I still have 6 years to go and I've put a perspective on my whole career when I'm still, I mean, I've got a lot left to do. You know what I mean? And so there are a couple of more Mike Wilden type characters out there just waiting to have their emotional state ruined in my classroom.
You have a couple of Wildens in your classroom right now.
I presently have a couple of Wildens in my
Which,
classroom, and I'm not done ruining
again,
them.
just the coincidence of that timing alone, I think is very cool.
It's really fun. It's really been
And
fun.
I don't know if you remember me mentioning this to you the other day, but I was thinking about like if you and I hadn't done this project, like if we had just met that day at Buffalo Wild Wings and that was it, and and that you still would have had a reaction to having two Wildens in your classroom, and I,
I would have
it
contacted
would
you
have,
anyway. Yes.
yeah, and it would have been different, but probably also similar. And I
Right.
just, I wonder, in like an alternate universe, I wonder like how it would have been different. Just it's just like it's just kind of a fun thing to think about, I guess. But yeah, I absolutely love the fact that they're in your class as we're doing this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. In our last podcast for Timbo, my cousin Brian was here. And you said something about people should never call me Mikey, and I said to you something like, "Oh, you shouldn't have told Brian that. That was a mistake. That was a giant mistake going
And
forward."
yeah, and you're right, it
Right?
was.
Somebody in front of me referred to one of your nephews with his nickname amongst his high school friends.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you know this or not. His nickname is Goose. And so he was doing something, and one of the guys said, "Hey, Goose." And I just turned my head real quick, and I looked at him like, now I didn't say these words, but I looked at him and said, "What the fuck was that?" And he looked at me with like a, "Oh, son of a bitch, I did not want him to hear that." Like, he looked like immediately like, "Oh, that's so bad that that's out there. That's terrible." And I went, "Your nickname is, correct me if I'm wrong, did I hear this? Goose?" And he was so defensive. He immediately was like, "It's a Top Gun thing. You know, like, talk to me, Goose. Like, it's a Top Gun thing. It's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I'm a goose." And I was like, "It is now."
I heard that more recently than I probably should have, but I heard about that from his brothers. And as soon as I heard it, I just started cracking up because Their dad in high school also had a nickname, and that nickname occasionally stuck with him like into his
Okay.
adult years. Like once in a while I've heard somebody refer to my brother as that nickname. And so I have a feeling that one's gonna stick with my nephew. And it's just like, like father, like son, just kind of thing. It just, God, that made me so happy. I
Oh,
just,
under
it's
no
so funny.
circumstances am I going to look at him and go, "Talk to me, goose," because that's too easy. I've for the last 3 days, I've done something on the board and looked around and go, "Know what I mean, goose? Goose, you okay over there?"
Poor goose.
Yeah, goose.
I shouldn't say that. I've never called him that to his face. So, another really cool thing about this whole project is that, like, and I give you 100% credit for this, by the way.
Cool. I don't even know what you could say, but I like it already.
We did. Never mind. Maybe 57% now. No, I just because you're being a jerk about it. No, I'm kidding. No, I give you full credit for this. Is and you wrote about this. You said we pushed each other,
Yes.
and when we were, I mean, you were the one that first said, "Hey, we're writing a blog," and I was like, "All right, cool." But then from there, for the sake of the story, you're like, "We should do this and we should do that," and I was like, "Oh, this is great. These are great ideas." But as that developed, that turned less into like, we're gonna do stuff for the story, and more so like we're just gonna do these things because we said we were gonna do them. And you brought
Yeah.
up stand-up comedy. I had always told myself, "Yeah, I'll get back on stage someday when I feel the fire for it." But like, I wasn't feeling the fire for it. I kind of There was a part of me that was like, "I'm never getting on stage again." It just wasn't there. And I got to do it, and like felt good about it. I was like, "Okay, yeah, I enjoyed this experience." And also, I remember why I stopped enjoying this experience, but it put it in some pretty good perspective for me. And it was really cool getting to do that and to get to see you do it, because
That was fun. I love that.
yeah, that was really, I mean, like once we got on stage, and then everything after that was a lot of fun for me. It's right, obviously I was like, leading up to that, the first two thirds of that open mic, I know you told me I looked pretty annoyed, because I was.
Well, what's my phrase? I said that. Oh, I have it right here. You were an irritated, seasoned pro. And I mean that because I had looked forward since that very first day, like I was like, I want to see this happen. I want to see Mike do this because he spent time doing it. I want to see him in his element. And
We
that
were
whole
talking about
night.
stage performing. You wanted to see me do stand up, and you wanted me to see you play in your band. That was where that started. And I've gotten to see you play a few times. And I like it's not just for the, "Okay, hey everybody, I went and saw Larson. Isn't that cool? Like, I saw his band play." Ah, now it's just like, "Hey, you're playing? If you're somewhere close, yeah, I'll stop in, because it's fun." And the comedy thing was a blast. I love that we both got to do that. And then, you brought up the writing competition, and that was another fun one. We've pushed each other with the writing on this blog, but like I found that contest and brought it up to you, and my whole intention was like, we should both do this. But I brought it up to you, you were like, "Yeah, I don't know." And then suddenly you were like, "Hey, I don't want to step on your toes, but I'm gonna enter this thing too." And I was like, "Okay, good, because that's exactly what I intended." Yeah, that was kind of the whole point of me bringing this up to you. But like we said earlier, I knew you'd get there.
I need time to erase my stupidity.
So, but like, what a fun experience there, though,
Oh, that was
right?
great.
Like,
That was great.
that was so much fun and so rewarding, just as guys that like to write. And it's encouraging me to write more. And it's just that's writing is becoming a bigger part of my life, and I think that's supposed to happen. And I finally like. And being encouraged to do that. So it's just been cool.
That's great. I mean, we are definitely two people who enjoy the creative process and getting something out there, right? I mean, stand-up comedy, songwriting, short story writing. I know that you have a project coming up and we can talk about that.
The other thing, as far as pushing each other, some of these things we pushed each other unintentionally, just through our conversation, like, You brought up how you went to see Aunt Kitty.
Oh,
And I
man.
remember you did that right before we actually started recording these and actually publishing these blogs. And I remember you telling me like, "Hey, I'm gonna go see Aunt Kitty." And it was just like one of those things because I knew, what a huge presence she had in your life. And so I was pretty excited for you. And it's just one of those like, you get to talking with somebody and then you think, "Hey, you know what? I should go like talk to that person." Kind of like my friend earlier was, texted his mom kind of thing. Like just that simple little thing. Like we were able to kind of do that for each other. And that's been a really cool part of this whole thing too.
Oh man, Aunt Kitty. I forgot how emotional a part of that was for me early on in the writing of this, just sort of reflecting on who were some of my influences when I was younger. And going to see her was, again, I used this word earlier, bittersweet, because Aunt Kitty looks old. I mean, she does look old. Update, she's getting kicked out of that facility because she's a little ornery. And they've asked to have her move to a different place that could better serve her. And I'm thinking, you go, Aunt Kitty. You just do your thing and somebody will find the right place for you. But yeah, she didn't, she doesn't remember things like she used to. I mean, there's no other way to say that. And so that conversation with her was a struggle at times because she was asking me questions that I know she knows the answer to, and she was bringing up things that can't possibly be true. But at the same time, beneath all of that surface stuff, which is the everyday difficulty, is just a beautiful person that I will never have a negative thought about. And you can get past that shell no matter what part of life somebody's in. And see the person who was just such an impact on your life. And so, God, I was glad I went there and saw her that day. And she lit up when she figured out who I was. And man, that was worth the trip right there.
Well, I can relate to everything you just said as far as,
Sure.
the everyday struggle versus the true person who they are, with my dad. And you said earlier how you've been able to kind of reflect on your career before, you're at the end of your career. Because of this whole thing, I got to say some things to my dad that maybe I wouldn't, a lot of people I don't think get to say until a funeral. And a lot of we discussed before, a lot of the things I said at his funeral were kind of things that I wrote about in that blog. But like, yeah, not only that, but like I got to do that on both sides of fa like the blog came out the Wednesday before Father's Day, the podcast came out the Wednesday after Father's Day. And we didn't even plan it that way. That's just how it kind of fell. And it was like, hey, like how cool is that?
Yeah, I don't know if you call that irony or if you call it poetry, but man, the fact that he got to read that stuff and you got to talk about it with him and then you got to reflect on it at his celebration of life is, God, that's if we didn't do anything else right, we did that right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I got to kind of thank you. You kept on saying thank you to me earlier, and you don't have to thank me for anything. But if we're gonna do that, thank you for allowing me to do that, because it's just, I don't know. There sometimes I feel like it was kind of hard to voice certain things to my dad, I guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so it was just, that was a nice way that I kind of got to say everything I wanted to say and just let him know, who he was to me. And it was a big deal too, because as you going through that kind of thing, you can do less and less and less and less, and you have more and more and more and more physical problems and everything. And I know there were times where he felt like he was more of a burden, and he just felt like, oh, this is all that they think of me. I'm just this old man that's
Oh, that's
just getting in the
terrible. Yeah.
way. And
Yep.
that always made me really sad. And so there were times I would kind of try and remind him, I'm like, Dad, you're still my dad. Like, you're always dad. Time comes for everybody. But this whole thing kind of allowed me to just really say, like, no, this is who you are, rather than just continuing to give them the disclaimers of like, hey, don't worry, like this isn't, you know,
Right.
I actually got the chance to say, no, this is who I see you as.
Oh man, that's kind of beautiful. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna awkwardly transition away from that to a piece of comedy, if you're okay with that.
Please do.
I write in here that, we were both happy to run into each other and start thinking about writing this blog. And behind the scenes here, as we were editing this, we really did enjoy this line together. So I want you to recall editing this and get a good laugh out of this. We're both hiding something because we're having fun meeting each other and deciding to write a blog. And I say it didn't come up right away. The commitment to this was it was a really an exciting creative endeavor. And then I go, who would think to wreck that vibe by bringing up negative stuff?
And both of us at different points would just go, us.
As we were editing this, we just were like, yeah, I'm a dumbass. I would wreck it. Wouldn't you wreck it? I would wreck it.
As we're going through our first read through, so little insight on the process. Usually when we're doing like our final edits, we read through it 3 times.
We do.
It was that first read through when you're reading through this and you got to that sentence. You're like, who would think to wreck negative stuff with, well, you know, wreck this with negative stuff? Us. And then you went right to the next paragraph, and I started laughing because, you know, you're right. And then every time we back to reread that, one of us or the other would just us.
Yeah, we had to pause for laughing at ourselves quite a few times there.
There were a few inside jokes in this blog, and then also not said out loud in this blog. Like there, as a whole, but also in this particular entry. And that's been pretty fun.
I did sneak some in there. The land this plane thing I snuck in there, and
Yeah.
that was part of our literally part of our conversation where you're like, okay, I just have another minute on this story. And it was like another hour later. And I was like, dude, sooner or later, you got to land your plane here. And so I kind of enjoyed sneaking that one in. I think we actually talked about that before. So it's not that inside of a joke, but I don't know, man. I liked writing. I liked going through our outline and making sure that I encompassed everything. And I did kind of enjoy getting a little inside joke here and there in this last blog entry. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I do like the way you signed off here too, by the way. Tim Larson, March 31st, 2021, Hazy IPA to January 7th, 2025, glass of Garnacha.
Yep. Started this out having a drink, finished writing it having a drink. And to be honest with you, right now, I've got a hazy IPA again, so I'm closing the circle.
Yeah. Full circle.
I
Excellent.
don't know what'll happen when we another circle. I don't know what'll happen when it's the end of the podcast for your last blog, but that's where we're at. There's something else I want to talk about, and this is in all seriousness. I was ready to quit my job, and it was because administrators were telling me how to teach. I can't tell you how frustrating that was, but really having somebody tell me, like I was like, we shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. Like this isn't good. This doesn't work. It's not going to help my students learn. And to have my opinion so outwardly dismissed, I know that I wrote at one point, I felt like somewhat abandoned by my own leadership. And I was like, then it's time to go. If this is going to be my last say in this 15 years later project, I would like to once again do a little preaching here. We're presently stuck. The pendulum has gone a little too far towards the science of teaching. I think there is an art to teaching and a science to teaching. And I remember hearing about this when I was in college in the 90s, and it swings back and forth. The people who aren't teaching have no idea what kids are going through, what they need to hear, what they want to hear, and where they want to feel comfortable. And there's an art to that. Talking with kids, joking with kids, getting on their level and having discussions with kids breaks down their barriers. And you can't do that with science. Too many administrators are in the middle of trying to create a system where all teachers will do the same thing. And in my opinion, there's a place for that, but it shouldn't drive the bus. What should drive the bus is humanity and human condition. Talk to people, find out who they are, reach them on their level. And if you can do that and you can laugh together, you can teach them anything. So at the end of this, I say that wherever I am, I'll be practicing the art of teaching. That's exactly what I mean.
Go figure. Yeah, I remember you didn't mention that until our second meeting. You're like, yeah, I was thinking about looking for another job. And then that just kind of didn't come to fruition. And then, of course, we get all the way here and it's like, oh, okay, that's why.
I'm stubbornly not going to go look for another job now. At this point, I'm
Yeah.
like, nope, you're stuck with me.
All right, so let me ask you this. What changes have you noticed since that first day when you had that, you first kind of had that realization when you were sitting across, talking to me, seeing the big dumb smile and everything. And then you've got 6 years left. What do you think that last 6 years is going to be like now that you have this new mindset?
Well, I mean, in the first place, most of the stuff that was bothering me is gone. We and I think we addressed that a while ago, but I had said this isn't going to work. It's never going to work. And we have a different school board now. Like, different people have gotten elected on the school board, and they decided last year, get rid of it. It's this the community doesn't like it, get rid of it. And so I don't know if I felt like vindication or I told you so, but I definitely felt relief. Like, okay, let's move on. And so this is the first year without that. And the funny thing is, as we start this year, everybody's like, it's going to be a lot of hard work to move on from, this part thing and to go back to what we were doing. And I was like, that's not going to be hard at all. I'm ready. Just put me in. You don't have to apologize to me. I'm ready to go. There's a lot of people say stuff like, don't sweat the small stuff. It wasn't small stuff, but I was definitely sweating, something that is now gone. So that's nice. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward, like, 6 years left. I'm starting to think, like, 2 years I put in my letter for retirement. I'm just gonna get back to having fun with those kids in that classroom, like I said before. And I still, like, feel like I relate to them pretty well. I've always been nervous at the end of my career, I'm not gonna get them as much, and maybe there is some of that happening,
Well,
but
you are older, and like
quite a bit.
the age group that you're dealing with remains the same. So there is more of a difference. So that kind of like that makes sense logically, but I understand what you're saying as far as that fear.
But we're still having fun. I mean, for a very long time, my maturity level worked out that they stayed at the same age level and I kept getting older, that my maturity level worked for a long time. And we'll just assume I'm finally starting to get past them. We did have a talk. They're very upset about TikTok going away. This is rough for them. But yeah, I think the next 6 years is going to be fun, just dialing back in with just having fun with the kids. And still got work to do. So
Well, good.
cool.
That's awesome. Do you have anything else you wanted to say before we move on to part three?
Yeah, we were talking about this list and everything that we did talk about. We did have the original list, and there are some things that we didn't talk about. And
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you know what? I now that you remind me, I have this over here somewhere. Okay, yeah, here we go.
I see.
Yeah, I've got a printout of the email you sent me where you typed out what you had written on that pad.
Oh, right. The next day, I like
So
typed everything that we talked about and sent it to you.
this is like a couple of days later. It's dated the yeah, awesome.
So hit me with the list. What didn't we talk about? Let's see if we remember.
All right. So, one thing that there's in parentheses says pandemic meeting question mark, and I don't know what that's about. People eating blazing wings at B-dubs. I'm guessing that was probably referring to you had told me a story about somebody eating it at B-dubs, and because I'd told you the story about my family doing the Hot Ones challenge with my nephew.
Oh, you know what it was? It's our buddy Dentino who jumped
That's
in
right.
when it
That's
was you and I.
right.
Wasn't that with Phil Peterson when he was on with us? I think
I think,
Dentino was
oh,
also there. Does that sound right?
yeah.
They're starting to blur together now, but he's so dumb. that he said to me as we were going to meet some students at Buffalo Wild Wings as a celebration of something we all did at the school. Like, they did a really good job and got this international honorable mention. We were like, let's take them out to Buffalo Wild Wings. He got there late and he said, just order me whatever you want. And so I looked at the guys and I was like, should we do it? And so we got him the Blazing Wings and watched him eat them. And it was a joy.
Of course. I also have learning dirty things as a kid. We probably can't really repeat that one.
That like
But
us learning how to swear bad or?
I think for me, I know what that was. There's a certain adult term that I'd learned in like third or fourth grade,
Okay.
and somebody found out that I had just learned that word and they made fun of me for it.
Oh,
And,
okay.
I kind of tried to do the denial thing. They're like, you don't know what that is? And I was like, yeah, even though, the answer was no, I don't, because I'm young and I don't need to know this. But, instead I was just, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to really say what I said. But my comeback was, I felt was warranted once I learned what this thing actually was.
Okay.
And Phil Peterson was actually there for that,
Oh.
since you brought him up. But yeah, so we can't really repeat that one on here.
All right, that maybe that's why we didn't write about it. Check.
I am musical taste and how that affects us. You talked
Oh.
about learning to play music, and I had told you a story about my taste in music evolving and expanding for, a variety of reasons over the last few years, but we never really went into that
That's true.
blog-wise.
That's true.
What about you? You
Well,
take a couple here.
there was I can't get it out of my head that we spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out what it meant when I wrote down hot dog stand. And I think we addressed this in one of the first podcasts. We were like, I don't know why this is here. And I think I remember what it was. And it's not a great big giant reveal because we were wondering, like, were we talking about like buying a hot dog stand and selling hot dogs? Like, how dumb did we get that day? So what it was is you would stand outside of the meat market that you worked at and you were selling hot dogs out of this hot dog stand. And I think I was just remembering
That's
that
right.
after you graduated, I would go to that meat market every now and then and I'd see you and we would just kind of exchange a quick hello and I'd get a hot dog or, whatever.
Yeah.
And oh, there's Mike Wilden. That's the guy that, was he played me at the thing or,
Knowing that now, because you and I think have discussed that fairly recently, but knowing that now, man, we were idiots for not being able to figure that out for the longest time.
months. Like
That's,
hot dog stand. Why would we
yeah.
want to run a hot dog stand? It would just dumb. Just dumb. So
I have bowling as well.
oh yeah, bowling. I used to do a lot of like open night bowling, and I think you did some bowling with your friends, and we were just talking about how that was a coincidence.
Yeah, casually, but like I remember I brought that up. You're like, Wilden, I used to go bowling with friends. We were losing our minds with all the similarities for a little while there.
Sure.
Anything else you've got on there that you that stuck out to you?
Nope, I
I've
think I'm
got so
good.
the last thing I see is man card beers in parentheses ordering.
Man card beers ordering is probably me making fun of you for not ordering a beer and getting like a vodka tonic or something.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a family drink that my dad would always make a holiday, so fuck you, Tim.
That was a total setup. You just brought that up just to do that.
You
Oh, if we're gonna
didn't,
make
but
it
it
another,
worked out well.
oh yeah, Jenga tower falling down right now, I'll tell you that. So hey, that's the list, man. That like we wrote about a lot of it and we left a little bit of off, but that's the list. So I guess there's only one thing to do, and it's you got one more blog entry. So you want to go to part three and talk about what's next?
Let's do it.
All right, guys, we get to part three and we talk about what's next. for the 15 Years Later blog and podcast show. And this will be our last one. And so this will be blog episode 23. Mike, tell us what we're getting into to bring this thing home.
Well, 23, our last entry is called appropriately The Final Stadium.
The final stadium.
And, you
Love it.
know, you and I talked about starting this whole thing with, you know, that day at B-Dubs, but we also that same day knew where we wanted to end it, which was me going with you to your last stadium on your
Yeah.
list. And we did that. And so I write about that, but didn't write about that as much, like in as much detail as I was expecting to, you know, at the beginning of this project. And even the beginning, you know, even a year ago when we first started publishing this. The only two parts that we didn't have written, you know, as we said earlier, was this last one we just talked about and the one that we're about to do. So yeah, that entire time I really thought like, all right, I'm gonna have to remember a lot of detail, but just because of what this whole project has been for us, what this has meant for us, and just because we've both been able to reflect a lot, I personally have been able to grow a lot, and there have been some pretty cool, unique things I've been able to experience, you know, in my life because you and I did this project together.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of more about that.
Cool. I'm looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this, well, you know, this is a baseball story, but is it really though?
Right.
You know. So for those of you that are sick of hearing about the baseball, just chill and read the rest of the blog.
Yeah. All right. All
But yeah,
right.
there it is. One
Well,
more.
everybody, that we've had 22 blog entries. Number 23 should come out this Wednesday. We'll see if Mike and I can get our shit together enough to put that out. And if you want to go back and catch up and read all 23 of them, you can go to 15-years-later.com. That's a numerical 15 with hyphens, 15-years-later.com.
That is correct. And if you listen to this when it comes out, probably not going to make that much of a difference. But somewhere down the road, if you feel like going on social media and finding us there, we are on Instagram at 15 Years Later Official, also with numerical 15. You can also email us at 15 Years Later Official at gmail.com. I mean, we've got the email, so we'll still, you know,
Say
still have it, man. Yeah, might as well. And then one last reminder, a shout out once more to Mike Hilty, as we are partnered with the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network, and they've done some good stuff for us. Mike Hilty himself has done a lot of good stuff for us.
Yeah, he's been great. Gave us a lot of good advice just to start this thing off. So when we get toward the end here, we should definitely go out of our way to say thanks, Hilty. So thanks, Hilty.
Thanks,
One.
man.
Last thing, our friend Dentino told me this week that he tried to comment on my last blog here and screwed it up. And he's told me this quite a few times. He can't figure out how to write comments. I don't know why he got one in. So I don't know what Dentino tried to say, but I'm sure it was lovely. Thank you, Ken Dentino, for reaching out and letting us know how you felt about the blog.
And figure out what you did the first time when you did it successfully.
That's right. That was a while ago now. But anyway. Guys, we'll see you one last time. Reminder that probably won't come out next week because Mike and I have a couple of recording options we're looking through, and when we do have it, we'll get it out to you. So until then, have yourselves a great week.
Okay, everybody.